John, what are the main challenges for IT leaders when it comes to adopting disruptive technologies?
That's a great question. I think, first of all, we need to recognize what a disruptive technology is. So not all innovation is disruption, not all disruption is innovative. But I think there are certain things that happen which truly change the game. And over in history we've seen these happen. The most recent and obvious example that resonates for me is the emergence of the MP3 file and the subsequent disruption of the CD industry. It started many years ago in universities. I guess if you have you needed to be technically very good and you needed to have a desire to save money, which students of course did, and so people started to work with MP3 files. But it was far from mainstream. It wasn't a risk to the CD industry until it became productized, till the first iPod came out, then iTunes emerged, and suddenly it became easier, and you look where the world is today. I think the challenge for the IT leader is to recognize when those trends are emerging and to recognize when something is happening that really might change the game. And at that point, you don't necessarily need to rush into it. In fact, to do it too soon could be as damaging or more damaging than doing it too late. But I think if we're watching and we spot those trends, we then have to decide when is the time to start to do some experimentation, when do we start to adopt, and actually when does this become, we need to get with this, otherwise we're going to fall behind the curve. So the early stages when things are innovative and uncertain, you take a very different approach to when things have matured and they reach a commodity. The ideal is that you adopt before everyone is at a commodity stage, and so you do get some competitive advantage, but it needs focus and attention. And often these things are changing and challenging the working models of today, and we're busy and we don't necessarily welcome and celebrate change and challenge. That's probably the biggest issue that we've got. We need to be more open, we need to be receptive, we need to recognize the world moves at a different clock speed to what it perhaps did a few years ago.
So yeah, you just that's a challenge. Being busy is one of them. So you as an IT leader, how do you keep track of these innovations? Do you have a rule of thumb in terms of dealing with these changes?
Again, that's another really good question. You have to put effort into this stuff. I think particularly in a big corporate, it's very easy to just keep your head down and keep doing the day job. There's always loads to do. It's usually very rewarding and it feels like you're doing great work. But it's a bit like a footballer who's great at football but never looks up to see what's going on the pitch. You're not going to make a killer pass or play the game as well as you can if you don't look up and take note of what's going on around you. It's really only been the last sort of 3 to 5 years when I recognised that this was going to be really important for my organisation and for myself individually and for the people in the organisation. So I really do try and drive an external learning ethic now. There's lots of ways you can do external learning. I'm chair of the Corporate IT Forum. I think that's a great organisation that helps folks learn from peers. I think pound for pound it gives great value for the membership fee because it offers something for someone at every level in the organisation. You could be CIO wanting to learn from other CIOs. You could be a technology practitioner rolling out Windows 7. We can find a way of giving you something. But that's just one plug. There are many, many other groups and organizations out there. Your own publication is excellent. I think this medium of using a podcast so people can pick it up, download it, listen to it on the train, in the car, is a great thing to do. I think reading is important. I think talking to peers, to industry leaders and so on. But I think you have to do it because you may still miss it. You may still not see those disruptive trends. But I think it was, there was a famous ice hockey player, I think it was Wayne Gretzky, I don't really know much about ice hockey, but I think he once said, "I miss 100% of all the shots I don't take." So you're not going to see the emerging technology, the innovation, the disruption if you don't look. So I would encourage